Today's show starts with three subjects that could change the world. One, getting rid of nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. Two, a peace agreement between North Korea and South Korea. And three, improving relations between the two rival countries. It's all on the docket for an historic meeting between South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They're scheduled to sit down together today for the first formal meeting between their neighboring countries in more than 10 years. In fact, since fighting stopped in the Korean War in 1953, previous leaders of the two countries only held two summits before this one. The stakes are high. North Korea, a communist dictatorship, and South Korea, a presidential republic, had been at odds with each other for more than 60 years. And this summit is seen as an event that'll lay the groundwork for a meeting between the leaders of North Korea and the United States. That's expected to take place in May or June, and that would be the first time that those two countries' sitting leaders have ever sat down together. Friday's event will be held in what's known as the Peace House, a venue on the southern side of the Korean Demilitarized Zone. Across the Pacific, the United States Senate has confirmed former CIA Director Mike Pompeo as America's 70th Secretary of State. The vote was 57-42. One independent senator and several Democrats joined all of the Republicans who were there in confirming Pompeo. President Donald Trump nominated him to the job last month after firing former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. The president said he and Pompeo were more alike in their thinking.